This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I got to be honest, Dave Harrigan, if any Al Green was going to step up, I would have preferred the singer. You know, any of the 10, 15 tremendous hits that Al Green has, and probably the 70, 80, 90, 100 other songs he could have offered up right there on the floor of Congress. We're about to talk about it. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan. You just heard Susie with the nose. Well, the nose. The news. Yeah, she has a nose. I mean, not as big as mine, obviously, but she has a nose. Susie with the news. Susie's going to join us for an extended visit early in the 2 o'clock hour. We are awaiting a phone call from frequent guest and former Congressman Dean Phillips. Rare situation with Dean, though, where he normally calls in. He's normally very, very prompt and ready to go. But you called him. I sent a text. Is it possible? He agreed right at the start, 12:07 yesterday when I reached out. Is it possible he said, I mean, enough. You know, it was fine. I went on your show. I made some news. I said yes, but this is my way of ghosting you.
It's possible. Others might suggest it's likely. It's probably somewhere in between.
Yeah. We've been ghosted by guests before.
Yes. Hauser does it regularly.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Is that, like, I would think a ghost is, I'm permanently done with you.
You're right. Hauser's a temporary ghosting, usually.
Yeah. He is a,
just make you sweat for 5 minutes.
Yeah, you know, he's making us want for more.
Yeah.
That's what he's there, you know. And Tom will join us soon. So hopefully Dean joins us maybe in a matter of minutes or at some other point in the show. Let's get to it either way. And let's start two ways. Give me your overall feeling on the speech. And I like when we do the one word. I want to give you the one word and then other aspects. I thought predictable would be my word. Trump playing the hits, campaign speech, I mean, a lot like a campaign speech. Telling us over and over again about his brilliance. Stated by many, greatest president ever. He's got himself right now at one, or as he says, stated by many. That move, as people are telling me, stated by many, greatest president ever. George second. He's said this now many, many times. So Trump patting himself on the back, and Democrats at many times making fools of themselves, including Al Green. I want every Democrat to show, of course, they didn't. And I want, well, let's look at Akeem Jeffries' comments. Strong, determined, dignified presence. Holding up their little placards. I mean, was there an auction going on? Did I miss it?
You missed that guy?
Can you do the auction voice? You're very good with voices. Can you do an auction situation here for me?
Hey, I got 100. Give me 100 over here. I got 100 over here. Give me two. Give me two. One. Give me two. Give me two. Give me two. Give me three.
Pretty
give
good.
Me three. Give me three. I got three. I got three.
I've attended, you know, at charity events, an auction. Have you ever attended like a formal auction?
No, not a formal one.
No. I mean, when do you realize you have that voice? Is that just your solo gig?
I think some might moonlight as auctioneers, or perhaps they are an auctioneer and moonlight as some other type of work. But it's probably something you work on as a kid, you know, like the great play-by-play guys. You know, perhaps you did this in, well, I said great. But a lot of play-by-play guys.
sideways cheap shot.
need that drive-by. They'll talk about, you know, how when they were kids, you know, they'd be watching a game and they'd have the tape recorder with them and they'd, you know, be doing it from the age they were 8 years old. Maybe that's what you do as an auctioneer.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I need to start attending more auctions. No, get out of here with your stupid signs and your standing up. Again, I'm not Team Donald Trump. I've established that. But when Donald is doing his stuff, okay, and by the way, Brit Hume, who is now a prominent conservative commentator, okay, when Brit Hume says last night on Fox, the most partisan speech I've ever heard a president give, that's not Keith Ellison. That's not Betty McCollum. That's not Rachel Maddow. That's Brit Hume, former very good reporter, and he's a very good conservative commentator. The most partisan speech I've ever heard a president give. There was one brief moment after he mocked and belittled the Democrats, said, how about we all work together? Doesn't really work that way. And let's get to the litany of individuals he honored. And let's get to the 13-year-old, DJ Daniels. I saw today in the reporting that he's 13. He's had 13 brain surgeries. 13 battles with brain cancer. And we're watching last night, and when he was honored, it was phenomenal. It doesn't matter if you like or don't like Donald Trump. Here is a 13-year-old kid who wants to live his life, wants to be a police officer, and then the head of Secret Service comes in and deputizes him. Just beautiful, right?
Amazing.
Yes. And the number of Democrats either not applauding, looking indifferent, rolling their eyes. What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah. The shot of the pretty much entire Democratic side after the Secret Service director comes down, hands him the badge. His dad is holding him up. Everyone can see the badge. The Republican side is going crazy, absolute bonkers, and the Democrats are for most all of them just sitting on their hands.
Yeah, right. Shameful.
Get off your crybaby butts and cheer for the kid, honestly, for God's sake.
Honestly. Now, let me add this. If you think every time Joe Biden honored someone, and maybe it was as touching, I doubt it. I mean, a 13-year-old kid who's battled 13 brain surgeries and is right there. It doesn't get more powerful than that. But By the way, if you think every time Joe Biden or Barack Obama or Bill Clinton honored someone, all the Republicans stood up, I've got oceanfront property to sell you in Plymouth. However, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. I mean, stand up. And by the way, can we have a conversation about Donald Trump and cuts to NIH, which can affect cancer research? Hell yeah, we can. Oh, you're damn right we can. It depends on how you articulate it, how you state it. But when that young kid, beautiful, whether it was a young girl or young boy, in this case, it's a young boy, right? And he's being honored. Show your decency, humans. By the way, Donald Trump on Doge and again the chainsaw effect and pulling back on some cancer research and other research, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. Did at any point last night you expect any sort of significant outreach from Trump to the Democrats?
No, of course not.
Did not. Did we get any big news out of last night?
I didn't see any.
I didn't. You know, I mean, Reuters had reported that Zelensky, you know, was ready for the minerals deal. He had offered up his comments. So that really wasn't news. But tell me if it's the one-word reaction, you're appalled by Trump. I mean, facts were optional. My God, the whole Social Security situation was, it's so debunked over and over again. His own administrator is pointing out that the people are basically 700 years old. They're listed, but they're not getting any money. Again, it's just he does this all the time where he's just knowingly lying. And you can just be objective and say you're not telling the truth. I guess you can be hypnotized and say, well, he told me. And there were many other moments. It's also worth noting, by the way, that CBS, and for the conservatives, CBS is in the tank for the lefties. CBS poll of 1,200 individuals, 76% approved of the speech. That's the best thing Donald Trump has going for him, right, Dave? 76%. I can talk about this, talk about that. And it was 51% Republicans. That's reasonable number. It's not crazy disproportion. 76. Any politician gives a speech, Dave, and right now they get 76% approval, they should be elated.
It's a big win.
All right, we're giving you plenty. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226. I would love phone calls. Let's go. Agree, spar, bring up another point. Whatever you want to say. Your one-word reaction to speech, that works. A little nuance works. You got it. 651-461-9226, Stretch Lab. Driving by Stretch Lab in Plymouth years ago, and I thought, what's going on with Stretch Lab? I get kind of the concept, but I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to go in there by myself. I'm going to go in there with Quentin, and I now have been a customer of Stretch Lab since 2018, 2019, somewhere in there. It has helped me decrease pain and soreness and injury prevention that I deal with. Some back issues, really tight hamstrings and glutes. I got the bad right shoulder. They have the specialists at stretchlab.com with 11 convenient Twin City locations to help you out. Whether it's everyday activity or improving a sports performance, they will do it for you. And because you're listening right now, And because you're capable of going to stretchlab.com, if you go there now, or if you call one of their 11 convenient Twin City locations, they'll give you half off the introductory stretch. Do it right now. Tell me you heard this spot from Chad on CCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
What is the music theme today, Dave Aragon?
I mean, how can we not celebrate a Minnesota State High School boys hockey tournament blizzard, Chad? It's here. It's here. We've enjoyed it. Oh, it's blizzard talk, or blizzard music, I should say, all morning, afternoon, long,
blizzard
whatever time it is.
Music. All right, Dean Phillips did get back to me. It happens. His Minneapolis time and his Pacific time's confused. So we think we're going to be okay with Dean at 2:05. So we're going to move Susie around. She might be very upset.
Oh, no.
But she was flex earlier. So we'll make it work. We're talking about the president's speech. My friend Jim Brunzell has called in. Jimmy, good to chat with you as always. What are your thoughts on last night?
Well, I didn't listen to it, and I assume that 76% of the population that listened to it were all Republicans, so that's why he fared so well with that. But I would suggest that the Democrats, the only thing they can do is impeach him on either the 25th Amendment or 12th Amendment in the fact that he's lost his mind. And I think that might be a good thing to do, although the Republicans are so scared to death of him that, but he definitely needs to be out of there. This country is too valuable, and what he's done to democracy and Elon Musk, it's just like, I think you used the word appalling. So I appreciate the time, Chad. And
well, Jimmy, let me just ask you this. Let me ask you this. Now, let me say it again. The poll was 51% Republicans. Okay, so it wasn't all... So that means there are moderates and there are Democrats in that poll, right? 76 approval. What, as a proud Democrat, as a proud liberal, what, outside of impeachment, and that's not going to happen yet, what do you believe Democrats should do?
They should filibuster every chance they can. They should stand up and fight against everything he tries to do. I mean, the nominees that he put up for his cabinet are it's absolutely a joke. Ash Patel, a guy who did a communist interview for $25,000, knocking the FBI, and he's the head of the FBI. Come on.
Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate it. Dan from Hopkins, passionate Trump supporter. Go ahead, Dan.
Hello, can I be your official conservative right-wing pundit that you call on?
No.
We have plenty of
we get texts every day. We have Republicans on all the time.
Well, you know what? I thought it was fabulous. And are you verifiably certain that there aren't people over 100 or 120 getting checks sent to them by
his own Social Security administrator? Dan said it's not correct. His own.
There's none sent to people over millions of people.
If there's one or two, Dan, that's not what Donald Trump is suggesting. So come on. It was a knowing lie, which he spews constantly.
It's not a lie. I think you need to question your sources.
Dan, stop. Dan, I want to have you on. His own administrator admitted they're not getting money. So his own administrator points that out. I don't have the person's name right offhand, Dan. But don't be cute here.
Major
if his own
Garrett.
Administrator acknowledges that and he says it, that's a lie, Dan. That's not tough. We're not giving 350. Hang on, Dan. We're not giving $350 billion to Ukraine. That's another lie. He won. He kicked Kamala's butt. He won 7-0. Let's just try to tell the truth a little bit. Just a little bit.
These are lying.
What's that?
Still there?
Man, you have to turn the radio off because I'm sorry.
Getting
a little
bit. I'm sorry. I thought you hung up on me.
No. Go ahead.
But no. Well, that's it. I guess it'd be nice to hear a discussion on that because we hear from the. I'm not saying you're leftist. You're not. But I'm hearing from the liberal media that it's 120. Then I hear from him it's 350. Well, show me the evidence on both sides.
This isn't hard, young man. It has been approved by Congress, 174 million. It's everywhere. It's on Fox News. It's on Alpha News.
But
it's all congressional
really
approval. Those are conservative
lying.
Outlets. What's that?
You think he's intentionally lying to all
yes.
of us?
Yes,
really
he does that on a lot of things.
He's not mistaken, but he's lying. He's lying. He's intentionally lying.
On those 2 points, he is clear-cut lying. Yes.
Well, I'm so glad we had a President Joe Biden that never lied. I mean, that's wonderful. He was.
When did I say that? When did I say that? In fact, in June of 22, I said wasn't up for the job. When he was elected, said he was well down the list of individuals I wanted to be president. Called out his disappearances. Said. When he said he wasn't running, said he should have stepped down. You're not dealing with the big time lefty here, Dan. I call him as I see.
I know you're not. I know you're not.
Joe Biden wasn't qualified to be president.
Yeah, well, that's good. But can't you get on board though with us taking Panama back and then perhaps signing a deal where we can own Greenland? You'd rather China own Panama?
That's another lie. China doesn't own Panama.
I mean, they have some level of control over the Panama Canal.
No,
don't they?
They don't. No.
So they
are a minor factor with the Panama Canal.
Did Panama violate any sort of an agreement they had with America? We sold it to them for a dollar.
I don't know 1,000% that. I don't believe so. But we don't have to just claim things. Do you think we should claim Canada also?
Well, I think we should give them an opportunity to. I mean, we're subsidizing them $200 billion a year. Is that true for their military? We give them military protection to the tune of $200 billion a year.
And they charge an enormous amount
of tariffs. Okay.
Yeah. Wait. What are we doing with tariffs?
Chad, go ahead.
We're doing a lot of tariffs.
It's reciprocal tariffs. Whatever they charge us in tariffs is going to be charged to them.
We were responding first with the higher number. Dan, I know you're a loyal listener,
Chad.
And I genuinely appreciate that. I do. Thank you.
I love you guys.
Appreciate it. All right, among the texts. Embarrassing. First 15 minutes was an SNL skit, not a funny one. Clownish. Regarding Trump's speech, too many lies. Blowhard. How do we devolve to a country where POTUS can get up there and lie and have the Republicans cheer him on? More text. Chad, it was protest on a stick. It was weak. It was just weak. Really, Chad, you're criticizing the Democrats for protesting quietly? The signs were ridiculous, in my opinion. Chad, it's called civil disobedience. I'm fine. Let's come up with policies. Let's come up with other ways. It looks silly with the signs, in my opinion. More text. Britt Hume is a weak conservative. Okay, it's not. So if he calls it out, if he agrees with Trump, he's a good conservative. He doesn't agree with Trump, he's not a conservative. It's called exploitation of a child. What is wrong with all of you? Okay, this is referring to DJ Daniels. Do you know how many times Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Amy Klobuchar, Tina Smith will cite children who have overcome obstacles constantly? Acting like Donald Trump is the only one who has done this is silly. Let's see. Don't think the speech was really for the average American. What was interesting was comments for American farmers. That's going to be fun. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be fun. I think the speech, Dave, last thing, and we'll pause, get to Rena. I think the speech was for his supporters. And I think the president looks at it that way. And he believes he's won the presidency three times. He has not. He's won it twice. And he speaks to his audience, and he feels like it's worked, and he doesn't want to change.
It's worked pretty well. Can't argue with it right now, can you? I mean,
he's right.
Yes, he's in the spot he is. He's earned it. Yeah, and he speaks to his people. He speaks to his core. And yep. He'll take a few shots at the Democrats and say, come on, we can work together. And,
yep.
I mean, we all know how serious that is.
Someone says Slotkin was very good. I think she was excellent. There have been so many fiascos with the counter speech, the opposition party speech, for anybody, right? You name it, both parties. I thought she was very good. She's a factor. She is going to be a factor nationally for a while. Dean Phillips, just screwed up Pacific time and Central time. It's happened before. Dean's going to join us at 2:05. Rena is next. 11 feet away. That's the one that stood out to me today, Rena. How did you arrive at the number 11 feet? Don't get any closer to me than 11 feet.
I don't know. It just sounds like the right number. It just came out of my head.
Yeah. Came on. Dave Harrigan, what are your thoughts on 11 feet and proximity when people are approaching you?
Well, it's not bad. I mean, I think back to social distancing. We said 6 feet, so she's like almost a double social distance away. That seems fair.
That does seem fair. Yes, yes. You know, we are reactive to texters. And I knew I wanted to get into some snow top. It's going to be Dave Harrigan's whining about school. But a texter raised one that we've talked before. Because when DeRusha did the morning show for, I think it was a cable access station. Is that right, Rena? Do you remember which station he was on?
Maybe Cable News 12 in the North Metro?
Yeah, I think that's it. Just and he was on like weekends, like Saturday afternoons. He would snow blow at like 2 in the morning. He's like, fine, I got to go to work. Too bad. I make Rena Sargentopoulos the expert in snow blower start times. When can they start? When can they end? Snow blowologist Rena Sargentopoulos.
I'm going to say, I'm going to be super specific here and say 7:15 a.m. Mm. 7 just seems too early. And latest would be 9.
Dave Harrigan, early thoughts on 7:15 a.m. and 9 p.m. for snowblower start time and end time. This will be an edict. This will be, we got to bring back the executive order. Maybe this is an executive order, Dave, that I'm deferring mm-hmm. to Vice President Sargentopoulos. What are your thoughts as the Prime Minister?
VP Sargentopoulos is dead wrong on all of it. Snowblower, I'm sorry. If you got to go, you got to go. Snowblower 24-7, it is allowed
24/7?
If needed.
24-7?
Yes, absolutely. You know what? It's not that honestly loud. It's not that loud.
Wow. So,
wow.
No, I think as someone who's just an observer to this debate, it's not 24 hours, okay? It's not 1:30 in the morning. Get out of here. It's not 2:30 in the morning. Get out of here. 7:15 is too late, though. I'm going to say 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. I'm the compromise. I'm willing to bring the two of you together like a great mediator. What do you think about that, Harrigan, Mr. 24 hours? How would you feel if your neighbors going with that?
I would be fine because I would be probably sleeping then, and I wouldn't hear it because it's not that loud. And I would know even if I did, hey, they probably got to get to work. That's fine. It's not like mowing the grass. You can do that, you know, any time. If there's snow and you got to be moved, it's got to be moved. Let's go.
So
that's fair. That's actually fair.
Oh,
thank you.
Are you
way to stick to
relenting
your guns
in your edict and now agreeing with Dave Harrigan? I thought my idea, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. is pretty flex, right?
It is, but I agree. Like, if you're a doctor or a nurse or a firefighter, or, you know, sometimes you have weird shifts, or even if you're, I don't know, a mechanic, it's just, there are different times of the day that people have to be at work, and you got to get to work. So I think that's fair. Dave, I'm relenting to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I've lost the will to live after listening to this. Jeez. Where's the vomit can here? I mean, you're also allowed to drive through the snow. We've all done it in our driveways before. Now, not most of us don't have driveways the length of Rena's, but drive through the snow and then snow blow away when you get back. What about that? Weak-kneed Rena Sargentopoulos, former snowblower czar. I fired you. I fired you because you responded to one angry consumer and you melted like butter.
You know what, Chad? I didn't want the job anyway, okay? So I quit before you fire me.
That is a great one, too. It's like, no, I broke up with you before you broke up with me. No,
yes.
You know, no, yes. I canceled the plans before you canceled the plans. Dave Harrigan, what about just driving through the snow and coming back and dealing with the snowblower when you return?
No, that's not always possible. I used to, you know, have a very early shift. A previous job, I had to get to work at 5 a.m. And if we got a big overnight snowstorm and I knew my wife had to get to work, you know what? I would get up. I'd be out there at 4 in the morning. I'd clean out a space in the driveway knowing she might not be able to get out in the perhaps smaller car she was driving or someone else could be driving at that time. You got to take care of it, Chad. Don't be lazy. You want to be lazy. I'm not going to allow it.
Among the text here, dead wrong. 24/7 is correct. That's Dave's number. My electric snowblower is quiet and has lights. Well, la-di-da. I mean, drop the mic right there. More text. I used to work the midnight shift. Does that mean my neighbor should not be able to snowblow or mow their lawn during the daytime when I'm sleeping? Dave Harrigan, Dave, are you suggesting that they can cut the grass, they can mow the lawn if they have an elaborate Rena Sargentopoulos like lighting system in her backyard, that they can mow the lawn whenever they want?
I mean, if you have a silent mower, sure, but no, I was very clear in saying that the snowblower is very different from the lawnmower situation. The lawn can wait. All right, you can do that. You can wait till the daylight hours, but sometimes the snow just cannot wait, and you got to get it out of the way.
Where do you stand on this demanding electric and controversial topic? Plus, Dave Harrigan's complaining that even though it was blizzard-like conditions, and it's still not fun out right now, that the kids should have attended school today. Dave hates children. He'll explain why when we come back with Arena on CCO. Is he still flipping houses, Dave Harrigan? Rob
Van Winkle.
What is it again? Winkle. I was thinking it was that. Then I was thinking this can't possibly be Rob Van Winkle. Do you know if he's flipping houses still?
I'll look into it. I could maybe use a little help.
Yeah? Check it out. Have you walked into work now, or are you walking right now?
I just got to my desk.
Nice. Very good. Very impressive how you time that tied to the drive and the show. Excellent. Rena's here. It's 12:50. That's your Linda's time check. Time to sign up for your home improvement project before spring manufacturing prices increase, probably around April 1st. All right, Dave Harrigan, do you want to tell all the parents out there that I'm with you, that the kids should have been out there at the bus stop today, even though we dealt with blizzard-like conditions? 7, 8, 9 inches of snow, winds blowing 30, 40 miles per hour, but you want the kids waiting at the bus stop for, I don't know, maybe an hour and a half or so?
All right, before you twist my words anymore, before I even say them, let's just go with this. On the bad winter scale, 10 being the worst winter ever, what have we been through? About a 4 this year?
Oh, lower.
3? It's been a pretty weak winter, right? Fairly mild?
Yeah.
And my kids have had 3 days off of school. This is the first actual big snow day, but we had the 2 cold weather days. What are we going to do if we actually get an 8 or a 9 or a 10 again? Just shut her down from December through midway through March? Is that what we're going to do?
You're taking the tough guy approach.
Well, I'm taking the, you know what, I get today. Today, there was a lot of snow, and it would have been very difficult
to get. Oh, so now you
get
today.
Again, you're twisting my words before I even say them. Clearly, you don't read my emails.
Honestly.
I get today, but I think we need to relook at the cold weather, calling off school and everything. And come on, calling this an e-learning day, get out of here. Just don't start. Nobody's e-learning.
Oh, your kids had an e-learning day?
This is their second. The 2 of the 3 have been e-learning days, and if it's anything like the first one, my kid will see the e-learning thing be done in 30 seconds, and all right, that was fun. Good stuff.
Yeah, our school doesn't even try to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, they've conceded. Okay, so Rena, do you think the school should just say, I know we're supposed to do this for PR, I know we're supposed to do this in theory, but no kid is actually going to pay attention, so let's just stop the nonsense.
You know, I think at a certain grade level, maybe if you're in like high school and you do have some serious subjects, and we've learned that we can do things, you know, from distance. But I have a second grader. Like, she's not going to miss anything, like not learning the same spelling words that she's going to learn tomorrow. Like, it's just foolish to try to even do that. And for the parents, like, we don't have a household where either parent works from home. So, and we don't have a village either. On a day like today, like trying to make sure your kid is paying attention to e-learning while you're also trying to get some work done. If you do work from home, and if you don't work from home, just finding someone to take care of your kid is a deal. No, just if you're done. And if you're not old enough to take care of yourself, you're not e-learning. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. It sounds like both of you don't care for your children. And don't want them to learn. I mean, that's what I just, outside observer, that's what I'm hearing. Dave, do you want to just confirm you don't care for your kids? Is that what you're saying?
I think that's been made abundantly clear on the show many times, Chad.
You're just not going to win a fight with us today, Chad. Keep poking.
They're the reason I got stuck in the snow today, jerk kids.
See, it's his bitterness that is drive. And his morning jog and workout and namaste was upset. That's why he's really upset now.
Oh,
that's it.
And my back hurts from shoveling.
Exactly. It's just that it disrupted his morning. That's what this is about.
Well,
so
we've met him before, so we know the selfishness.
That's a very good point. It's very good. So you now have been fired from the snow blower czar role.
I now, go ahead.
It's very debatable. I now have made you czar of the outline of the protocols for closing schools. So in other words, Rena Sargentopoulos tells us when and how we close schools. Do you have to see it? Or can you set up, okay, it's going to be this and this, and then we close schools?
I think once it gets to below a certain temperature, it's not fair for children who have to stand at a bus stop to have to stand out at a bus stop. And no, not everybody has a parent that can sit at the corner and you know, wait with the kids in the car. I mean, that's just not reality for lots of kids. And let's think about kids that are not affluent, please and thank you. So, yes, I think there is a dangerous level of temperature that school needs to be canceled. And then I think in snow situations, it's like, when did the storm hit, right? Had it come earlier in the evening and the plows were able to get the roads cleared beforehand, sure, kids go to school. Temperature's nice, you know, if the roads are clear, but that's not what happened. Yeah. The track of the storm right. fell during the worst time of the day where the plows could not even keep up. So, yes, I feel like today is an adequate use of a snow day.
Dave, I think that's a very good explanation by Rena, because everybody kind of wants, okay, it has to be this and this. Sometimes you have to just judge it by the time, the combination, as opposed to, okay, we've got our criteria, and if it doesn't fit in A, B, and C, we're out.
Yeah, I think the czar pretty much nailed it there. Long live the czar. And, you know, every school now has 18 different ways they can contact parents, email, text, phone call, all the apps we have to have.
Smoke signals.
And you're able to say, hey, look, the forecast looks ugly. We're going to make the call by 5 a.m. But just so you know, there's a good chance, maybe make your plans now just in case.
I think we solved another issue. I mean, that's what we are. We're problem solvers here.
Oh, man.
We're the problem solver caucus. Okay, give me one story that Rena Sargentopoulos is working on at Care 11.
You know what? I'm trying to get a hold of Brian Setzer. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, Stray Cats.
Yeah. He lives here in the cities, made Minnesota his home, though he's not from here.
Yep.
And I can't get a hold of him. So if any of your listeners out there know Brian Setzer, like his their best friend or cousin's uncle's sister's mother, get me his number.
Can you tell us why you're trying to get a hold of him?
He posted about it. He's suffering from an autoimmune disease, much like our friend Lindsay Gensel that we know very well, got to the point where he was unable to even tie his shoes, let alone play his guitar. And so I just wanted to talk to him about it. I wanted to do a story about it. And, you know, he's got good doctors, and he says things are getting better. And so I was hoping to chitty-chat with him about it.
That would be good. I would look forward to that because I admire his work, and I am reminded I saw that also. Excellent stuff, as always. Enjoy work, and we'll talk next week.
You have to tell me next week what my salary is as school czar now.
You're breaking up the phone. I cannot hear you somehow.
Per usual.
CBS, Susie, next.